Davis Christian Center, Just Us Girls, please jump on your feet and help me celebrate my friend, Pastor Isi Genewa. Come on, you guys can do better than that. You can do better than that. Come on, receive God's word tonight. Receive God's prophet. Father, we glorify your name. Anu satine ne brondo kotua da zidai. Invandole ne karibahando sitali bragi. Shande buriaka soto de behe. Unto nene maruada atie gerede hododosia. Fratune nebro hodoshida. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, matali garibahaya. Shana manto lebrede de bohodo. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, let everything within you give him praise. Oh, malade, aladado, shayalade. Yelede, anananados, kapatu alade. Yalananana, maruba, sula, ladalade. Yelede, marados, kapatu alada. Yelebarododo, shiana, potole de de. Ikananana marusa tayana nana bade. Lord, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. Lord, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Lord, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. Lord, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We look to you because you are the great and you are the mighty God. We look to you because you are the Father Almighty. We look to you because you are the master of all things. You are the God of creation. You are the eternal fountain of life. You are the one that manifests yourself in the midst of your people. You are the God that sets the captive free. You are the one that establishes the feeble knees. You set it upon the solid rock. You are the God that causes to arise from brokenness. A people, oh God, that become an army of strength and grace. You are the God that is able to cause fire to burn out of the loins of ordinary people, out of the loins of ordinary women. You are able to cause the fire of the Holy Spirit to begin to burn, to begin to burn, to begin to burn. You are the one that sends your waters from your throne, and your waters begin to consume, O God, every standard that has been set by the enemy. Your waters come like a mighty flood, and you carry, O God, with yourself everything that has been established that is not in accordance with your will. You are the great Spirit of God. You are the one that established the foundations of the world. And in the same way, you establish the foundations of our lives. You are the one that consistently and daily, you build us up and you show us the way that we should go. You are the God that does not cease in his faithfulness. You are the one who constantly, you show yourself to be the God that is true. You show yourself to be the God that is great. You show yourself to be the God that ever remains. You are the one that is called Emmanuel, because you are the God that never leaves, even when the the trouble comes, even when the pain comes, even when the confusion comes, you never cease to be who you are. You are the God that maintains your position. You are the God that maintains your position. You do not fall from your throne. You do not shake from your seat of authority. No one has ever been able to contest who you are. No one has ever been able to bring a word of accusation against you. From all generation to generation, you have remained as God. You have retained all your name. You have remained the God that is called the Mighty One, the Great I Am, and the King of Glory. Manifest yourself in the midst of your people. Establish your throne in the midst of your people. Father, come and gather unto yourself a people who know you, a people who are built up by you, a people who are strengthened by you. Let your name be glorified in the midst of our lives, in the midst of our hearts, and in the midst of our souls. Matune nekerumada satakalaba konemada rekete neduba raba tole 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 matuala elebo shatana na baruka satalaba nederebada. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 In Jesus' name. You might be seated. While we were praying, I saw the angels of God giving some women a bath in this place. And I kind of sense in my spirit that the Lord is speaking about a season of washing that some women here are going to be coming into. Specifically, I saw the angel giving someone over there a bath. And you know, you just sat under the waterfalls of God. And as the waterfalls of God began to come, there was a washing and there was a cleansing. And I saw the lady breaking down and just crying under the waters of God and under the presence of God and under the revelation of the love of God towards her. And I sense that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking of a time that is coming, a time that is close, where you will begin to live out a new life because of the washing of the Lord. And I sense that the Lord God Almighty is washing away all the things of yesterday, the pain, the shame, and the frustration, and the confusion. And I sense that the water is bringing new life, and the water is bringing new grace, and the water is bringing new strength, and the water is causing you to have a new kind of perseverance. And I hear the Lord saying that this particular person has tried to commit suicide before, and I hear the Lord saying that no more would you say there is nothing to live for, because I'm going to give you new life, and I'm going to show you that there is so much for you to live for, and I'm going to put my wisdom in your heart, and I'm going to stir you, and I'm going to cause you to be able to articulate what my mind is, not just for you but for the nations of the world, says the Spirit of God. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, we begin to release this testimony into the atmosphere, and we'll say, Holy Spirit, let your waters go forth. Let it wash everybody who is hungry for such a change, every single lady who is crying out to you and saying, God, I cannot see further than my nose. I need a clear vision. I need clear strength. I don't think I can make it to tomorrow. I don't think I can make it to next year. Lord, let your waters go forth. Let it begin to wash. Let it begin to carry within every single thing that has stood in the lives of your daughters and has made it impossible for them to see beyond where they stand. Maruke eteni otonoba. Rika tuna 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 meketeledo. Riko tone bakuta. Let there be an overturning of foundations. Let there be an overturning of evil demonic foundations, evil standards, demonic standards that have been erected by Satan. Let them be overturned by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus begin to visit the roots and the foundations of life. Let the blood of Jesus begin to go down into the deep places of your soul. Let it begin to reach into 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Let the blood of Jesus that is not bound by time or space, let it begin to invade your past. The very things that are held you bound, the very memories that are keeping you captive. Maru etene idononokia. Yes, 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 yes. The blood of Jesus is visiting memories of abuse. The blood of Jesus is visiting memories of abuse. The blood of Jesus is visiting memories of abuse. Memories of disappointment. Memories of shame. Memories of frustration. The blood of Jesus is visiting the very roots and the very foundations of your life. Yes, 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 yes. Manena, mana, mana, masuta. Shenene, shenene,
shanene shanene mukuru matuna matalaba rapata la da 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 haye ushanana rakatuneba. We challenge demonic foundations. Makatuna tuna, let the fire of the Holy Ghost matueleke 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 muta muta muta. We begin to speak to DNA, we begin to speak to your genetics, we begin to speak to your bloodline. Maruenene koto rapatusata rapatusata rapatusata. Is he not the God of time and space? Is he not the God of time and space? Is your yesterday not like today to God? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Aha. Shape ito igadivranehe. Ha ha. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that I am birthing some women today. I am birthing some women today. There are a couple of people that have come into the kingdom, but they have not gone through the process of the birthing of the Spirit. And I hear the Spirit of God saying that to those that are held bound by the things of yesterday, so many things are still playing out in your life as though you were the person that you used to be before you found Christ. I hear the Lord saying that by my blood, I am erasing the handwriting of yesterday. I am erasing the declarations of yesterday. I am erasing the words of yesterday. I am sending my fire. I am sending my Spirit. I am sending my grace. And I am releasing a new breed of women. Women who are not held bound. Women who are able to walk past the troubles of their past. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Women in Davis Christian Center, can you give the Lord a shout? Can we rock the heavens? Yeah! Praise God! Shayalaba! 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 Confusion. We send terror to the covens of Satan. We decree and we declare that tonight we dispossess and we scatter and we pull down master spirits. We decree and we declare that incantations, that hexes that have been set against us, they are broken down in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that the fire of God, it consumes every fire from hell, every declaration from hell, every enchantment, every divination of Satan is consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. We decree and we declare that the liberating Spirit of God and the power of God is in this place. We decree and we declare that this is the seat of heaven. This is the throne of God. We decree and we declare that a new day is come, that a fresh day is rising by the Spirit of God. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Let's sit down. Ah. Eremando Shakatiana Le Bondali Karamatu Satiala.
You know, I sense that God is here to do some work tonight. Because our messages and our gatherings are useless if they do not result in changed lives, if they do not result in results, if they do not result in deliverance, if they do not result in measurable progress and answered prayers, then why do we gather? I don't believe in making excuses for God. I believe in establishing the name of God. I don't believe in trying to convince people that Jesus is Lord. I believe in exercising my faith so that people would know by the results in my life that Jesus is Lord. So I can sense already that Jesus is here to do. As a matter of fact, he began the work as we're praying, and he has overturned certain foundational struggles. Let me help you understand. You know, the Holy Spirit walked into 20 years ago. He walked into 10 years ago, and he walked into 30 years ago just now. And he began to address certain things that have been locked into time, certain triggers that Satan set in time. And he said, these experiences have become trigger points in your life. And so even when you seek to progress, and even when you seek to get all the education, and you seek to get all the standards and all the things that the world requires of you of success, the moment it is triggered, you come crumbling down like a pack of cards. And you're unable to build, you're unable to establish, you're unable to raise monuments for yourself, because there are triggers that have been set in time and in space. So that no matter where you go, it seems that to be like the control of the enemy. And I hear the Lord saying that when people say, that's one thing, this thing is my only struggle, this thing is my only problem. I hear the Lord saying that tonight, as we began to pray, he began to overturn them, he began to uproot them, and he began to remove those things. See, I'm not a preacher. I'm just born again. And I share what I know. I don't try to share high and lofty things. I leave that for the theologians. I share my experience, and I'm telling you that Jesus can take the foundations of your life and turn it and give you a new life. And I have come to realize, Pastor Mildred, that this doesn't happen only when we are born again. It is a continuous journey of deliverance. A continuous journey of deliverance. There are things that I found in myself today that I did not know I had 10 years ago. There are struggles I have come to realize by reason of the light of the word that has been shone towards me. It has begun to expose deeper parts of me that the little amount of the word and revelation I had before did not reveal those things. But as I grew in the knowledge of the word, and as I grew in the knowledge of God, and as I grew in the light of God, more places of darkness were exposed in my life. And as I began to encounter this darkness, the first thing that happened to me was I got confused. I lived in denial. I began to say, it cannot be. Is it not me, PR of the Most High? It is impossible for me to have those weaknesses and the struggles, until the Lord began to show to me that your greatest trouble, your greatest opposition is not the enemy that lies around your camp, but the enemy that lies within your camp. Because the enemy that lies around your camp, the Lord has positioned angels to take care of them. But the angels of God cannot do in your life anything. They cannot change anything within you, but they can change things around you. But you see, the Holy Spirit is the one that is licensed to live within you, and the work of the Holy Spirit is not to make you speak in tongues. The work of the Holy Spirit is not to cause you to pray for 10 hours, but the work of the Holy Spirit is to cause you to be transformed until you become a mature image of Christ himself. And Christ is not just a person. Christ is a posture in the realm of the Spirit. Christ is a place in the Spirit where man has traveled in obedience to God, and he has arrived at authority, where he has the same authority that Jesus had, that he can sit above every throne, that he can sit above every authority, that he can sit above every power. But he did not get this power just by being the Son of God. The Bible says after he has learned obedience by the things that he suffered, he began to understand, he began to learn how to follow God in his flesh, and in his daily following the Lord, he was transformed into a man of power, and he was transformed into a man of authority. The Bible says he was tempted on all sides like you are. And so the temptations in your life,
are not to confuse you about the presence of God. They are to establish the love of God towards you, that you would know that he that the Lord loves is the one that he chastises, so that you might become, so that you may become. You see, as we sat here and as we're praying, the Lord said to me, he said, "Isi, share with them one of the greatest lessons I have taught you." And let me tell you something. I don't pray to convince myself that God can do miracles. I pray because I know that he does miracles. I'm not doing catchphrases here. I'm telling you what I know. When I fall on my knees to pray, when I raise my hands towards heaven, I don't raise them in confusion. I raise them in conviction, knowing that as I open my mouth to speak, my words, as long as they are in alignment with God's will, nothing is impossible to me. Today, we are still on Jehovah Sabaoth, and we are going to go there. You see, there was this faithful night I was praying. And as I began to pray, I was on my knees in my bedroom. And as I was praying, I could feel the force and the power of the Holy Spirit. And as I began to journey, I was declaring, I was commanding, I was breaking, I was shattering, I was removing, I was uprooting. And I was doing it not only around me, but I was doing it also within me. And I saw the Lord. And as the Lord will change some things within me, he will say, "Now advance. Now change some things around you." And as I'll change some things around me, he will say, "Now this thing within you." And as I'll put that in order, he will say, "Now advance." And I got to one point, I could sense warfare all around me. And I was ready. As the Bini girl that I am, fights know they had us. You understand? It comes naturally. So I was ready. I have converted all my natural Edo warriorness into the place of prayer. You understand? So I was prepared for battle. And as I was about to say, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," the Lord said, "Shh." And I said, "Go see Equiki them." He said, "Don't try it." I said, "Lord, let us tear the Ashimi. See fight. What the fear?" And the Lord said, "Isi," he said, "if you go any further, they will kill you." And I said, "What are you talking about? Are you not the great I am? Are you not the mighty God? Fierce in battle." I began to hear him. And he gave me that look of, "Are you to introduce me to myself?" I was saying, "Now you want to tell me say I be God?" Do you understand? And I was like, "Lord, what exactly is the problem?" And he said to me, he said, "Isi, you are out of order. Can you take the volume down a bit, please?" He said to me, "Isi," not completely, just a bit. He said, "Isi, you are out of order." And I said, "Out of order, how?" He said, "Look at the man on that bed." He said, "You are not yet fully in submission to him." And I said, "God, who are we talking about?" "Bobby." Yeah, the name said Bobby. The name no get cardboard like Chukuma. Just that. I was like, "Bobby, my guy." He said, "No, you are not yet in submission to him." And he said, "It's affecting your ability to rise in the spirit." He said, "Authority in the spirit is about government." And he said, "You cannot govern if you are not in subjection to the laws of the kingdom." And he says, "Whether you like it or not, no matter the anointing, no matter the authority, no matter the power you think you have, as long as you are married, you are under that man, and you need to get your submission in order before you can take on this next level of warfare." You know, quite frankly, I would have thought that I was in order. Quite frankly, I would have thought that everything that I was doing was right. Quite frankly, I would have thought that, you know what, if they were giving an award for the best wife, God, we take it down a bit. If they're giving an award for the best wife, they will give it to me. And the Lord began to show me areas and places in my life. And I realized that the things that the Lord was showing me were not things that I was doing willingly. It wasn't like a character struggle. These were foundational things. The Lord began to show me how I had unconsciously began to play out things that my mother did, things that my sisters were doing, things that my grandparents, my grandmother did. And I realized that some of the things were even things that I hated when I observed them as a child. But somehow as I became a wife, I began to play out those very same things. And they began to stand in my way in the courts of heaven, in the place where authority mattered, in the place where I needed to have strength, in the place where I needed to pull down the devil. I couldn't do so because I was out of order. And so every time I lifted up my voice, there were certain warfares I could not fight. And I began to understand that my true power and my true strength was in my weakness in the things of the physical. And so sometimes in the physical, I may appear weak, I may appear broken, I may appear foolish, but the truth is that it is the wisdom of God that is at work within me. And as the Lord began to share that example with me tonight as I sat there, I feel like the Lord is speaking to some women in this room. And the Lord is speaking about your authority and about your submission to the government of heaven. And God says, I do not fail. I am not a man. I don't lie. When I say something, I perform it. But you see, God cannot function beyond the unity and beyond the partnership that man has with him on earth. And so God can give a word and say, in this season, I am visiting you as Jehovah Sabaoth. I am visiting you as the Lord of hosts. I am visiting you as the God who can make, who can create, who can change, who can turn. But you see, that word will only go as far as your partnership with the word. And partnering with the word is submitting to the word. And so you begin to ask yourself, who is Jehovah Sabaoth? When you look at the army, one of the things that you note about the army is authority. One of the things you note about the army is command and respect. One of the things you note about an army is order. You cannot be partnering with the army of God and be out of order. You cannot have a voice. You cannot command the army if you are not in good order, because the army responds to order and command, and they listen to the commander of the host of heaven. If in your ways you are insulting the commander, if in your ways you are putting the commander down and you are not respecting the commander, why do you think the army will rise up for you? Hear me. I can charge you up and tell you about who Jehovah is, but all he will ever be is a name to you. If you will experience the power of God that is unlimited, and if you yourself will become a vessel that can take on anything, you must understand this very thing that I'm telling you, order. Order. The Bible says, how can you challenge? How can you put down? How can you talk against disobedience when your own obedience is not complete? And you say, the enemy is wicked. Because one of the things he does is that he sends women on an endless circle of brokenness. A couple of days ago, I was having a challenge. Can I keep sharing, please? Yeah. A couple of days ago, I was having a challenge. And as I sat down, I said, Lord, why? I can't understand. Did you create me to break me? Did you create me to break me? Like, it didn't make sense to me. And as I sat there, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me. And I began to see a repeated cycle and pattern of brokenness in my life. And I began to realize that little by little, with each of those experiences, I have kind of mutated into a different kind of person. And I realized that in the midst of it all, I could sense what the work of God was in me. And I could sense where darkness was still laying a hold on me. And so I could sense the areas in my life where, through the process of brokenness, God had been able to cause some gold to come out of my life. And in some areas, I had become shining. In some areas, I had become purified. In some areas, I had become honorable in the spirit. And I could also see how, in some areas, I was holding on to some experiences, and it had left me broken and battered. And so it was almost as though there is a confusion within one vessel. And like Paul said, the things I want to do, I do not do. And the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And so I began to understand how it is possible for an individual to bear the weightiness of heaven, to carry the revelation of the throne of grace, but at the same time be bound by little darkness. Are we still together? And I said to the Lord, I said, I need that season to be over. I need that time to pass. I need to understand what it's like to walk in the flow of the Holy Spirit. I need to understand what it's like for every area of my life to be able to make room to accommodate you, oh God. I need to know what it's like for every part of my life to have the light of heaven shining in me and shining through me. I need to know what it's like to bring every part of me under subjection to your will and to your word. And the Lord said to me, he said, Issy, you are right, you are on track. And I brought you to this very moment so that you can understand this.
Hear me. The Bible says, I count my light as afflictions, as nothing, when I compare it to the weight of glory that the Lord has set for me. Hear me. You can get to a point where your light afflictions can become nothing. It is the point where you receive heaven's value system and you superimpose it above the value systems of the earth. Earth's value system says when you have troubles, you are finished. Earth's value system says if you are going through lack, then God does not love you. Earth's value system says if you lost your job, then you have lost the grace of God. But heaven's value system says, I count it all joy when I go through diverse troubles. I count it as God causing me to be enriched, causing me to be better, causing me to have a weight of glory when I go through the troubles in grace. Today we are talking about Jehovah, the commander of the host of heaven. We're talking about Jesus, the manifestation of the throne of God. But you see, Jesus is not powerful simply because God caused him to come to the earth. Jesus had a process. Jesus chose to submit himself to God. Every day of his life was a battle of choice. Every day of his life was a struggle to be under the will of God. Even up to the point that he was going to go on the cross, he had to choose that this pressing, that this crushing, it is worth it. It is worth it. I choose God. Even when he felt his soul leaving his body, even when he felt as if everything, everyone had abandoned him, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But then he still said, into your hands I commit my spirit. It was a choice. Daily. Daily, 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 daily. Not only when you kneel down to pray, that's not the times you choose God. But in the times where you cannot find space to pray, where you cannot find words to pray, when all the scriptures will evaporate from your head, and you are being attacked and praying.
What's character? When you want to use your own strength to defend yourself, when you want to use your words to prove to the world that you are a good person, and you hold back, those are the choices that matter. Those are the choices that give you power and authority. Those are the choices that evoke the strength of the army of heaven. It is in that place of crushing, and yet you choose to rise up in the grace of God and in the light of God. That is when you are powerful. What time do we stand in? We stand in a time when the Lord is letting out mantles. The Lord is calling for a coming together of the things that have been lost in previous generations. And he's causing them to come together in our time. The Lord is calling for a redemption. The Lord is calling for a reformation. The Lord is calling for an establishment of his word concerning women. Hear me. You and I stand at a pivotal time in the history of God. And we stand at a time where any one of us sitting here can become the next Catherine Kuhlman, mixed together with the next Deborah, mixed together with the next Maria Mugogeta. That is the time in which we are standing. I need you to understand it, and I need you to put it into context. That is the time in which we are standing. If you were the enemy, would you take it easy on women? There are so many prophecies that have gone out for platforms that can be trusted about the next move of God and how the next move of God is going to come through women. I need you to understand that the troubles you are going through and the things you are praying about, when you say, Jehovah Saviour, hey, baby, my car, my house, my baby, my shoe, my car. Praise God for those things. But that is nothing compared to the weight of your destiny. That is nothing compared to the weight of the assignment that God has got for women in this season. It's nothing compared to it. We all become by choice. Tonight I'm here to help you choose. So that in your choices, you harass Satan. understand what God wants to do with it. God, they dash me, I'm not going to take it. Filled with all kinds of confusing troubles, left, right, and center. But I am who I am because I always choose God. And I choose to be powerful. The Spirit of the Lord said to me when I was coming here that He was releasing certain things upon certain women. And Holy Spirit, I partner with you and I partner with the agenda of heaven. And I begin to release your word of God. The Spirit of the Lord said He's releasing intercessory grace upon some women in this place. And He said there are some of you that you have been able to, you know, come into certain realms in the place of prayer. And as a matter of fact, Pastor Mildred, he spoke to me about it concerning the leadership of Just Us Girls. And he said within the leadership, he's releasing intercessory grace. And in the seasons to come, you will find yourself interceding more for people, for nations, for places, for things as opposed to yourself. And God will begin to teach you the techniques of intercession. And He'll begin to show you the pathways of prayer. You begin to open your eyes to know what 1 + 1 in the realm of the spirit amounts to 2. How to do it, how to add it. He'll begin to show you where to touch, how to use scriptures, and how to overturn rulings in the places of darkness. And God says He's releasing intercessory grace. I don't know if you are that woman, and somewhere in your heart you have believed God for the ability to be able to intercede, for your word to be able to break walls, for your word to be able to pierce through cities of darkness, for your word to be able to turn the destinies of nations around. I don't know if you are that woman, you have asked God that you want to have the ability to pray and people will see results, to pray and people will be healed, to pray and churches will grow, to pray and the eyes will be opened. Tonight the Spirit of God is releasing the grace of intercession upon you. And by the Spirit of the Almighty, I begin to decree that angels are releasing this gift from heaven. I begin to decree to everyone who hungers and to everyone who thirsts, let the Spirit of God break loose upon you. And let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to fill you. I command your ears to open. I command your eyes to open. I command your hearts to open. Let your hearts become a fertile ground for the Lord to plant the seeds of His burden.
Over. The siege is over. God is taking.
see new ways of engaging the Spirit. I am not saying you're going to wake up in the dead of the night and you're going to fill notebooks with words from God. You are going to fill journals with words from God. God is going to begin to open scriptures to you. And I hear the Lord say, I'm laying down keys, 100 keys, 100 keys. I've been let down into this place tonight. And the Lord says, I'm dropping keys into your heart. I'm dropping keys into your spirit. And I'm giving them the keys to revelation. And I'm giving them the keys to understanding. Who is it that will receive the key of David? He that the mysteries of God are revealed to. And I hear the Lord say that I'm giving them keys to be able to build kingdoms, to be able to build families, to be able to build systems.
You will begin to hear, you will begin to understand.
myself of. I'm usually worried when people tell me to take prayer meetings because I don't do prayer points. I'm a prophetic person. I pray by journeying, and I journey with the Holy Spirit. So sometimes it's hard for me to carry people along if I'm not saying prayer number one, prayer point number two. So please just pray along as the Spirit of God releases His burdens. Can we do that together? Praise Jesus. Government and politics. If you are here and the Lord has spoken to you about government and politics, going into government and politics, I need you to stand to your feet and we're just going to pray for you. We're just going to pray for you. Thank you for standing. Thank you for standing. If the Spirit of God has spoken to you about that, hear me. Esther was a nobody. Nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying? She was nobody. But it took only a couple of years and she was sitting in the high places of the land, making rulings. And so you see, the very things that God used in preparing her in her days of being a nobody were the very things that established her the day she was put in the limelight. Many of us are crying out and saying, we're the light, city set upon the hill, we're the light of the world. But the thing about a city set upon the hill is that nothing about it is hidden. Its good is not hidden, neither is its bad hidden. When the Lord elevates you, the things you haven't dealt with in the days where you were not elevated, they will become the very things that will cause your downfall when you are elevated. And so we're just going to pray for those women that the Lord has laid in their hearts, that they are going to be in places of government, politics, power, people who are going to bring policies into this nation. And we just begin to pray by the Spirit of the Most High God that the Lord will begin to stir up a fresh journey in your life from today. That the Lord will begin to activate in your life your prophetic Mordecai's. That God will begin to send people into your life who understand how the ways of the partners work. People who are going to teach you how the kings are. And I pray that God will begin to send into your life prophetic souls. People who are already sitting on the throne, but they don't necessarily have to know that they are there to mentor you. But in their errors and in their mistakes, God will begin to teach you how the partner should be and how the partner should not be. I begin to pray that the Lord will begin to send into your life. Come on, lift up your hands. God will begin to send into your life prophetic Jonathans, people who will partner with you, prophetic Jonathans who will say that I will bind my soul with your soul until the word of the Lord upon your life comes to pass. I begin to pray for you that God will begin to send you prophetic Samuels, people who will stand and they will stand on the word of the Lord over your life, and they will go against the grain, they will go against the wish of Saul, and they will anoint your head with oil, and they will teach you the ways of the kingship that pleases the Lord. I begin to pray for you that God will begin to send into your life tutors and people and instructors who will begin to mentor you. They will begin to teach you. They will begin to show you. I pray that God will begin to open ways for you, for those of you who your lives have begun to go on the path that is contrary to the prophetic word. Today we begin to speak to time. We begin to speak to destiny. We say that there be a reordering of your path in the mighty name of Jesus, so that your feet will begin to find the places that God has sent you to, so that this destiny will come to bear in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that God will raise for you people who will intercede on your behalf, people who will show visions concerning you, and they will pray and they will pray until you come to pass, until the word of God is established in the mighty name of Jesus. You may sit down. Of the heavens, and He has granted access is so powerful. If you are not given access, no matter who you are, no matter what you hope for, no matter what you are trusting for, you are going nowhere. But the Lord has granted access in this month of June, and it's not just access in physical things, because access first in the spirit will get access in the physical. And he's opened the gates to them that will come in. And it's a month of transitions. It's a month of moving. But you see, in this same month, the enemy is making a lot of noise so that people will be distracted and they will not be able to see what the true work that God is doing, what it is. And so it's the same, this same month, you're going to have a lot of distractions. A lot of things are going to happen that is going to cause you to say, is God really real? Is God truly working? A lot of things are going to happen that will make it hard for you to stay within the world. And I believe that's why God put these prayer sessions together. And that's why God put this time of fasting together. So that every one of us can pull our spirit back into the place where we are sitting directly under the flow of God. And so in this month of June, I need you to understand that there are places in the spirit that God has opened to you. There are realms in the spirit that God is saying, hey, come in, come in, come in. And if you're sitting here, you never used to have dreams and visions. You don't know what it's like to close your eyes and God begins to show to you different things that are going on in your environment. In this month of June, God is releasing access into the realm of revelation. God is releasing access into the realm of understanding. Some of you are literally going to see the things that have been put against you and the different sieges that the enemy has laid. In this month of June, God is going to reveal to you certain people in your life that should not be in your life. Some of you are literally going to move out of houses. Some of you are literally going to change jobs. Some of you are literally going to walk away from relationships. Because in this month of June, access to revelation is granted by the Spirit of God. And in the same month of June, God is going to be speaking to you more fluently than he has ever done. As a matter of fact, God is going to be teaching you new languages in the month of June. Perhaps your language was limited before, and the only way you understood the law was perhaps in dream, and perhaps when you read the scripture. But I hear the Lord say that I'm going to be teaching them strange new languages, and people are going to come into new ways of hearing God, new ways of understanding God. And so if before now you never knew what it was like to have an open vision, you never knew what it was like to open the word of God and have revelation, you never knew what it was like in the place of prayer to hear the audible voice of God and impression in your spirit, in this month of June, access to revelation has been granted by the Spirit of God, because revelation will cause you to transition. And so the Spirit of God is releasing the revelation that you need to break the edges over your life and to transition into the places and into the realms of strength that God has allocated for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so in this month of June, everything we do, we must be purposeful. This is the month where you must sanctify yourself. This is the month where you must purify yourself. This is the month where you must make yourself a vessel that is worthy for God to use. This is the month where you must make yourself the house of God, the place Bethel, the place where the Spirit of the Lord can flow through you. At any point in time and at any time in the day, you must make yourself ready and available for you. This is the month where you must make consecration a culture. Consecration a culture. This is not the month where you consecrate yourself only because Pastor Mildred calls for a fast, only because you get into trouble and you feel like you need God to help you. No, no, no. The seasons are changing. The times are rising. You need to keep yourself consecrated and you need to keep yourself staying in the Lord. There is a calling upon your life, and the strength of your ordination is based upon your consecration. Saul was called, but his office was not established because he did not learn how to steadily obey God. Consecration. Say consecration. Put your hand on your heart and say consecration. Consecrate yourself. Make a covenant with God by sacrifice. By the things that you sacrifice. Let putting things upon the altar be normal for you. Sacrifice. This thing stands in the way of me and God. I put it on the altar. This person stands in the way of me and God. I put it on the altar. Yes, yes, yes. This kind of conversation stands in the way of me and God. I drop it at the altar. Put worthy sacrifices that the Spirit of God can take up in fire. And that fire that consumes the sacrifices releases a new grace in your life. Make consecration normal. All the things we are crying out for, the Lord has already given. All the things we want to be, the Lord has already released upon us. It's time to access them. Consecration. In Ephesians 1 verse 15 to 23, he began to say that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. You see, the Bible begins to record the man that God, Jesus, opened his eyes and he said, as Jesus took the clay from the ground and he spat into the clay, and he rubbed the clay into the eyes of the man, the Bible says that the man began to see, and the first thing he said was that I see men like trees. And the next thing, Jesus began to rub the eye again, and he said, go wash in the waters. And as the man opened his eyes, the next thing he saw, he began to see real men. That is to tell you that the first time the man opened his eyes, he did see, and the second time he did see. That's to tell you that there is a first realm of seeing, and that is the realm of the spirit. And then there's a second realm of seeing, which is the realm of the physical. And when you begin to read prophetic books and prophetic dictionaries, every time you hear about a tree speaks of a person. And so when the man said, I see men like trees, he was first of all seen into the realm of the spirit and seen into the realm of the prophetic. And then Jesus said, that is not enough. You need to see into the realm of the physical. And then Jesus told him, go wash yourself. And then he began to see into the realm of the physical. And so I perceive in my spirit that God wants us to begin to see into the first realm in this season, which is the realm of the spirit. Many of us cry out for God, we cry out for sight, we cry out for Jehovah, Sabaoth, Sabaoth, whatever you call him. I call him Sabaoth. We cry out for him. But if we were to have one angelic encounter, we would run. You can't bear it. If you wake up in the dead of the night and you hear, I am here. That's why you throw the duvet over your head and tighten it. How can you be afraid of the one you're calling on? How can you be afraid of an encounter you're praying for? God wants to take you further. I have testimonies of angelic help. So many testimonies. I have found myself in all kinds of situations, and the Lord has sent me angelic help. I've had visions of heaven and visions of that realm, so much so that the people that walk closely with me are just like, yeah, we don't understand. Like, this is something's not right about this. Why? We pray with you, we worship with you, we read the Bible with you. Why are we not? I don't think it's anything special. But I'm telling you, it is possible. I remember one vision I had when I went to hell. And I remember other things had happened in this encounter before I began to descend. And I began to descend into this deep darkness. My time is up. I began to descend into this deep darkness. And I remember, even though I was descending, there was something in me that was like, this doesn't add up. It's not like that I was there. And I remember getting into the pit of hell, and as I stood afar off, I saw this, it looked like a man, but he was not human. And there were certain people I had seen above ground that were doing some practices within the house of God. And God had told me, this is not right, this is not right, this is not right, this is not right. And I remember saying, God, I don't want to hear, I don't want to see, I don't want to know, I don't want to know all these things, I'm just your baby girl, you know. And I think that was the day God keep the baby girl in me. He's like, what? Life is war. What are you talking about? I'm looking for warriors that are being cool and chic with me. And when you write me letters, you're signing off your baby. He's like, it's time for that to change. And then I saw some of those people in hell. And I saw this creature giving all kinds of punishments to them. In fact, and they were screaming and the pain. And there was like a lake of magma flowing behind them. And the walls, everything was creepy. There were creatures coming out from the walls. And I remember standing just in the corner, and the darkness was so deep, I couldn't even see my hand or my fingers. But I knew I was there and I was watching. And in that instance, I knew that I was there to observe, but not because that was my portion. And I stood there observing. The next thing was, as though the creature giving out the punishment noticed I was there, and he looked at me, and our eyes met, and I just kept looking at it. In my heart, I'm thinking, a learner today. Look me, I look, you know, first a week, you know, and we're just, you know, and I just kept looking at it. And I thought in my heart there was a resolution that nothing can happen to me. And then at a point, I felt like it saw something in me. And it began to smell. And the next thing, I felt two huge presences beside me. Two huge presences of darkness beside me. And the one on this side said, this one, she's afraid of heights. And as when he said she's afraid of heights, I knew it wasn't just talking about physical heights. He was talking about a flaw and a fear that I always used to have. The height of being promoted, the height of being above people, the height of leading, the height of standing out. And every time I would fight God. And as soon as he said it, that thing saw something in me. And you know how the Bible says the enemy came after me, but he could do nothing because he found nothing in me. He found something in me. And he said, Elotisiriki. I don't speak Yoruba, but I understood what he said. He said, Elotisiriki. As soon as he said it, I saw this huge thing like a iroko tree. And inside the tree, fire was burning. And the tree had like, I don't know what to call it, like, not claws, but like nails inside. And so I realized what he said was, go and put her inside and lock her in. And those things were going to be going into my body consistently and the fire consuming at the same time. I don't know if you understand that point. So obviously it was some kind of punishment they have in hell. And as soon as he said it, these two things began to drag me. Why am I saying this? I'm trying to tell you who Jehovah Sabaoth is. And they began to drag me and I was screaming. I kept my eyes on the creature and I kept saying, Jesus. And the Jesus was coming from, it wasn't Jesus, it was coming from the place of the revelation of who he is. And I remember at the same time thinking to myself, did he not descend into hell? And did he not lead captivity captive? Did he not fill the whole earth, the earth, on the earth, above the earth, that he may fill all things? Does his presence not dwell in every realm? And as we remember the scripture that says, whether it be principalities or powers, kingdoms, rulers or thrones, they were made by him and for him they were created. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every name was bound. And I was screaming, Jesus, and the Jesus was the revelation of who he was. And as I was screaming, some words would come out of my mouth. I don't know what it means. And this is just dragging me. And I was screaming, Jesus. And at some point, I woke up. When I woke up, I was vomiting, I was stooling, I was shaking, I was my temperature shot up. In fact, it was hot. My husband was like, what is happening? I couldn't speak for the first 5 minutes. And when I could get my breath, I said, I went to hell. I went to the fear, the terror. Everything followed me out of that realm. But you see, after my body calmed down, that was the day I became a spiritual master. Because I understood that there is a God that commands in every realm. Yes, in every realm, even in their own house, they can't stand against you. And that is who the God of the angel armies is. That is who the commander of the host of the heavens is. The host that he commands is not only the host of angels, but the host of kingdoms, the host of thrones, the host of powers, and the host of rulership. That is the God that you serve. And that is the God that is revealing himself to you in this season. But you see, tonight, before I go, I want you to partner with God. I need you to pray and partner with the Holy Spirit. Tell yourself that you see, this name is not just going to be a name to me. It has to become my reality. You see, when Job began to speak, and Job was talking in Job 40, I think, and he was telling God, you know, look at all the things that I've done, look at why am I going through this? And the Spirit of the Lord came down, and he said to Job, let me just look at it. He said to Job, he said, who is it that darkened counsel? Job 38, he said, and the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said. And so God did not answer Job out of the peace in his heart. He answered him, the storm was still there. A whirlwind was before Job. Troubles, calamities. And God answered him and he said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? And I perceive in my spirit that many of us have darkened the counsel of God. And even though with our lips we say Jehovah Sabaoth, somewhere in our hearts we have held on to a knowledge that has been birthed out of pain and out of shame and out of trouble. And like God said to Job, he's saying to you, do not darken my counsel by reason of the experiences you have had. Do not darken the counsel of who I am by reason of the struggles that you have. Allow yourself see beyond your pain. Allow yourself see beyond the struggle because I am the great God. And he said, who is that? I said, get up now, thy Lord is like a man, for I will demand of you that you will answer me. He says, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare. Declare it if you have understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations therefore fasting? Or who has laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars deep darkness, a swaddling band for it. And I broke up for it my decreed place and set bars and doors. And I said, hitherto shall you go no further, and here shall your proud ways be stayed. And God began to ask Job all kinds of questions. Have you ever seen the gates of death? Have you ever commanded the creatures in the sea? Have you ever spoken to the lightning and the thunder? And there was a particular verse that struck me. In verse 12, he said to him, have you commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place? When God was asking him, have you commanded the morning? God was speaking to him about his personality as Jehovah Sabaoth, the one that commands the host of heaven, the one that commands the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the creatures in the universe. And he says, I'm not just the God of the earth. I'm not just the God of the moon. I am the God of this galaxy. And I'm the God of multi-galaxies. And I'm the God of the universe. And I'm the God of multi-universes. And I'm the God whose creation spans, and the eyes of men cannot see it. And even when they're to count, their hands cannot count it. I am the God that set the Because